Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m.
Breakdown. Hello, this is Ravelo. The
Breakdown. This is Sam Genders from Tongue. The
Breakdown. This is Jess from Penis. The
Breakdown. This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Laura Allover from Chemtrails. The
Breakdown. This is Jeff from Living Body. The
Breakdown. This is Christina Gesera. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
To The Breakdown here on Sheffield Live. That is Silver Gore, a band that I saw at Get Together the other week. I enjoyed them so much, I saw them a week later at Dr. Dot as well. New single from them called Peculiar kicks off this week's show. Just looks like another standalone single from them for now. Released Dogs in Heaven EP, towards the end of last year. Hope there's an album to come. They've got a lot of songs, played a lot of good songs during both those sets. It's The Breakdown with me, Steve, and...
Talking of things peculiar.
Things peculiar.
It's John.
Something peculiar. Hello. On the other side of the desk.
It is, yes.
Joel,
second week in a row.
Yeah. But with Joel last week, with me this week, Joel's in Barcelona. I'm going to take this hat off because it keeps bashing the microphone and annoying me. I have to take my headphones off to do that, though.
Ooh, right, I'll fill in. It's like watching Doctor Who regenerate.
There we go.
From Joel to Steve.
Well, the hair's not there. But,
it's not.
You know.
Yeah. I don't want to mention it.
No. There's lots of albums out this week.
There's loads.
Loads. We could quite feasibly play tracks from albums all throughout the show, as in it would fill the show.
That would then be a revival of Deep Cuts, wouldn't it, with Adam Follett?
Yeah, it would. It would, yeah.
But it wouldn't be The Breakdown.
No. We've got some singles as well. Some new singles out this week from big artists, but some albums from big artists, big hitters who've been with The Breakdown throughout the years. I like to feel they've been part of The Breakdown.
It's thanks to them.
Death Cab
for
Cutie.
To us, yeah.
Just going to give you a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
Modest Mouse. OC's put out a surprise album yesterday as well. And there'll be a track from Liz Lawrence's album. We're going to have an album of the week from Slippers, though. That'll be coming up shortly, but first track is one we both brought, and it's The Return of Weezer. And it's not terrible.
You sound surprised. Well, no, it's certainly a throwback to their good days. Yeah. New album coming out in August, the Gold Album, going to be released on the 21st of August, following up 2022's Seasons project, where they released four albums in the year to coincide with each season. And, yeah.
You know what? I missed all of those.
I wouldn't have blamed you if you'd completely forgotten about that, because it was quite forgettable. And it's a duet with Carly Hartzman of Wednesday. And I think it scores 11 out of 10 on the Interpol.
I would agree with that. And it will be followed by something from last week's Album of the Week from Ice Age.
What's up, Sheffield? This is Jeff from Living Body, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Small shell, dropped and humbled by the smell. Sorrows and rain, of which we do not know the name. Gobbled by the swarm, undone when I run. The shimmer like a dewdrop on a petal. That's what we'll all be, washed away with history. A rupture ends at 50, died at 1800. Casualties lost their form, but everyone's born with gasping lungs and heaving for new effort to be there, crying out for care. How they crawl and stack until they drop dead. For neither, for them I'm not a godhead. That's what we'll all be, washed away with history. A rupture ends in 50, died in 1800. The place that I want to bend the iron bars off for white and occidental sky. It's trouble every day. Plead, plead, oh, plead for me. I'm forged every guarantee. The bubbles in the past trigger.
Last week's album of the week was from Ice Age, For Love of Grace and the Hereafter. And that was 1835 from it.
It didn't go on that long, did it?
What?
1835.
No, it's 304.
Ah.
Yeah. 1830. No, it's the year. Just forget it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Before that, it was Weezer. And We Might As Well Be Strangers. We didn't give the title.
We didn't.
We have now. Featuring Carly
Hartsman from Wednesday.
This week's album of the week comes from Slippers, which is the work of Madeline Babuka. Yeah, Madeline Babuka Black, who was formerly the singer of Yucky Duster, who we played quite a bit back in the day on The Breakdown. We played a few tracks from this album ahead of its release. It's called Slippers 08. I think it's the second album. Yeah, second album from Slippers. Full of very short, poppy gems, such as this one. This is called Till You Know. And I will double it, well, you will double it, with something from another album yesterday, from another long-standing Breakdown Alumni member.
They'd be nothing without us.
They wouldn't.
Oh, This is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
In a way there.
I know.
And it just finished. That was of Montreal from a new album that you're going to tell me all about.
Of Montreal, I am indeed. Released yesterday. Do you want to have a guess on what number of Montreal's latest album is?
I'm going to say
in their oeuvre.
Either 20 or 21.
Oh, 20. Spot on.
Yes.
And it's called Aethamede. I hope that's how it's pronounced.
Glad you said that, not me.
Indeed. But it's been described by Kevin Barnes, lead singer of Montreal, as a song about trying to will a person into becoming something they're not. And it was called Take the Form.
Take the Form. And it followed first track from this week's album of the week, Till You Know, by Slippers. And I think there's going to be three tracks from that, because they're so short that one of them is ridiculously short. 30 seconds. That'll be it. Coming up at some point in this hour, I reckon. We're going to do a double new artist now, because we get too ticked off early. Got to play five, because we're legally obliged to do so.
To.
And Joel is listening. So
Joel is listening.
Kick our asses if
live
we didn't.
Live from Primavera.
He won't kick our asses from there. No. His legs aren't that long. They're quite long.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to go first? Because I've not got the information about mine yet.
Yes. My first new artist of the day is Smirk. S-M-I-R-K. And that's the name that Nick Vicario uses to record music. He is due to release his third album, Speculative Fiction, on July the 3rd. And it's a track called Abide, and some definite nods to Pixies and Dinosaur Jr. in this, I would say.
And I will follow it with a band who've been around since 1995, but are getting their first play today.
Thank you. Cristina Quesada, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
That wasn't me pressing that button. That's how it ends.
It's very good.
Yeah. As I said, that is a band that started out in 1995 and been releasing albums solidly ever since. Been together since then. They are Spearmint, and they are following up 2023's This Candle Is For You album with a new one called Chase Me in July. And that was the lead single from it in 1986. And it followed first playing the breakdown for Smirk and a track called Abide. We're just in time. Look, 3:30.
5:30.
It's because I can see the five, and I can't see the one on that clock there. For your treble seven, three tracks, less than 7 minutes. Tell me all about the first.
The first one is Near Archives, who is gearing up to release her second album, Emotional Junglist, on July the 17th, which follows up her acclaimed debut, Silence Is Loud. And this single, which is called Vertical, is very inspired by William Orbit, especially the work he did with Madonna, such as the Ray of Light album.
Madonna's got a new single out this week.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I haven't brought it there.
Oh.
I've not listened to it.
She don't think she needs our help.
Probably not.
No, like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She's got also a new song, which I've not brought.
Yeah, you'll hear them everywhere.
We will. Yeah. The point of the breakdown is to give new artists there.
And give you music that you didn't know that you needed.
Exactly. Like this.
Like this.
And I'll follow it with two tracks, which I will tell you about when I come back.
I can't wait.
Same. It's an obsession. You open hell. The Breakdown, Treble 7.
For one, and I'm slow dancing with my shadow, cause these walls have started to judge me. And I just put on a dirl, didn't know I could dance this well. Shame, no one's here to judge me. It's the neighbours again, and I don't think they like what I'm listening to. I wish they would give me a chance and dance with me in my living room. I wish that I could show them that brand new disco ball that took 3 weeks to come because I ordered it from Temu.
J'adore, j'adore rester au même endroit. Encore, encore,
I don't want to turn it down because I'm having a semi-alright time by myself, thank you very much. And it's actually took me a very long time to actually be alright with myself in the first place. So I say la-di-da-di-da. It's a weekend somewhere, that means it's a weekend for me. And I just bought myself a pint of milk so I can have tea. Did you think I was drinking alone? You're right, because I was. It's only sad if anyone sees me, but the curtains are shut.
J'adore, j'adore, rester au même endroit. Encore, encore, just sitting in my flat.
Turn the music off.
J'adore, j'adore, rester au même endroit. Encore, encore, just sitting in my flat.
Turn the music off.
That was a very dancey treble seven for
me,
wasn't it?
We've turned into six music after midnight, haven't we?
We have. That you just heard was Venby, which is all lowercase, otherwise known as Erin Venby Anna Doyle. She apparently had a top three hit in 2022 with a track called Messy in Heaven, which shows...
Top three UK singles
apparently
chart
so,
hit.
Yeah. Which shows we don't pay attention to the charts anymore.
We pay attention to the album charts for our album of the week.
Have we checked iSearch?
No, we haven't. So I don't need to. It's what I want. Carry on.
It's what I want. Anyway, Venby is part of the Loud LDN Collective, which is a collection of female and non-binary musicians based in London and its suburbs.
London?
Sorry. I do like that. It's a song about the joys of staying in on your own, drinking tea, which I can identify with.
I don't like tea. I can't. Move on.
We do. And before that was the Avalanches featuring Jamie XX every single weekend. They've teamed up with a regular collaborator, Jamie, on that song. It's a song that first appeared as an interlude on Jamie XX's album In Waves. And now the Avalanches have extended it into a full-length song.
Well, that sounded familiar.
And kicking off was Near Archives and Vertical from the album Emotional Junglist, out next month.
Thank you. You sit back now.
Thank you very much.
Normally, I might play my longest song now. It's my right, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to play a longish song, though. It's just over 4 minutes, and it's one by... Well, it's a collaboration. So I said there was lots of albums out yesterday. There's also an EP out from Hand Habits, Meg Duffy, and Emile Mosseri, who have teamed up. They've collaborated in the past, but this EP came out yesterday called Your Lemon. And this track from that is called Bird in the Hand.
Better in my mind's eye, where you can't find me, and there's no diamond. I like it better here, where we can disappear.
Into the Distance, Hand Habits, and Emil Mosseri, and Bird in the Hand from the Your Lemon EP that was out yesterday. And now we are going to do a double of albums that both came out yesterday.
Indeed. And first, it's Rosa Walton. Now, Rosa Walton is half of Let's Eat Grandma. And in January, Jenny Hollingsworth from Let's Eat Grandma released her first solo album.
She did.
6 months later, we have Rosa's debut album. And it's called Tell Me It's a Dream. It's very much a throwback to euphoric 80s, 90s pop. And it's got two of the best pop songs you'll hear all year in Sorry Anyway.
Which we played on the show.
And
The other one.
The first track on the album.
Yes.
Heart to Habit, I think it's called.
Something like that.
It's really good. But they're both in singles, so we can't play them. Thanks and to the rules. And we've already played one of them. But yeah, this is a track that closes the album, which is called Romance is Dead On.
And I will follow it with a track from another album out yesterday, from The Cream, spelt with two E's.
Not Eric Clapton.
Definitely not.
It's me, Neil, from Oasis. I have a new band called Terror Pigeon you should check out. Keep listening to The Breakdown.
Cream, and the first play on the breakdown for The Cream from their album A Taste of Cherry, that was Country Home. The Cream are a new band formed by Islands / Unicorn singer Nick Thorburn and Ratatat's Mike Stroud.
That's it.
I didn't know they did too many tats there.
You didn't.
You can't have too many tats. Country Home. And that followed the one that I've taken off the screen. What was it, John?
It was, you would ask me now, wouldn't you?
Doesn't matter. Let's just get on with Fen Lily.
Yeah, you can rewind and listen if you're
on. You can. You can rewind on all your podcast apps.
Yeah. Fen Lily, a singer-songwriter from Dorset, who is now based in Bristol, played her a few times on the show already, I think, but she's releasing her fourth album, Win-Win. By the way, we played Rosa Walton before The Cream.
We did.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Romance is dead on.
Sorry, Rosa.
Fen Lily is releasing her fourth album, Win-Win, on October the 23rd, and it's a song about following the end of one love and starting another.
Uh-huh.
That's all I've got for you.
Okay.
Last time you had it, it won't kill you.
Fen Lily and there's less than 3 minutes left till 4 o'clock, but I've got 2 tracks to play. How can this
never,
be, John? How
never.
Can this be?
That can't happen.
Well, it's going to happen. Because the first track on the Slippers album, this week's album of the week, Slippers 08, is 35 seconds long. It's called Blueberry Peel, brackets, reprise, and it goes like this. There we go, Slippers and Blueberry People. No, not people. Blueberry Peel reprise. One more to go in this hour, and it's a track from Zoe Amber, who is best known as a free jazz saxophonist, but has made a country rock album called Eyesful. From the album, this is called Odd Jobs.
Odd Jobs, take one.